There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
And give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that runs out of gas way too soon. Joining me, as always, or as most of the time, when I'm not left alone to talk to myself in an insane manner, is Lee. Lee, how you doing?
Hi. I'm much better now. We were a little schizophrenic this week, but now we're much better, the doctor says. No, it's been a real life kind of week. The first final draft of what the directors can do schedule is done.
Right. Well, I wanted to actually talk about that before we get too far down the road there.
Yeah.
Because I saw on Friday, I think they were due all Friday night at midnight.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
that's correct.
This past Friday night, and that would be, this is being recorded on the 23rd of July.
This is Sunday night. Yes.
So it's Game of Thrones night. When they say that the final schedules are due, they're not really ever the final schedules.
Well, first of all, they're never ever really the final schedules. But these are the last times that the database is open to the track directors for us to put our schedules in, to put in the panels and things like that. So everything else now has to go through our senior directors from a track director standpoint. Mm-hmm. So if I want to make a change, like I actually need to add someone to a paranormal panel because they just got approved right after it closed, or I don't know. I just saw their name right after it closed. So that's what I get to do. So I have to now send that to David to get that person added to a track.
And so what really happens here is that they close it so that they can have some time to review it and make sure it fits Dragon Con standards. Well, also because there has to be a time when something gets locked down, right? So they can start planning out rooms.
There has to be a time when something gets locked down. So yes, they can do the planning for the rooms, but also because this is, as you said, are all our tracks written to the correct ways? B, can they set up the rooms? Is there any weird AV things? This is where we also put in, like, if our panelist says they need a projector or things like that, we put that in. And also because this is where they look for things that, and we as track directors try to do it, but there are also other times when they look and see, okay, wait, there's a conflict here or something like that. So they'll move things around. For me, it also means for X-Track, I don't have any guests right yet, but that's okay. And I will get some, I hope. And so I have some things like held out. I have panels held just in case I get some guests. Mm-hmm. And other tracks are like that too. And so if that doesn't happen, I will then put in some other fan panels. And if it does happen, then those are there and then they might get moved around and things like that. You just never know. So, you know, and it could be all of a sudden I get a gajillion people that all of a sudden say, yes, they want to come to Dragon Con and they're all on X-Track and Paranormal Track. And we all of a sudden have to move a lot of things. So you never know. And that doesn't always happen. But, you know, William Shatner, the first time he ever came, he gave the official final word 2 weeks before Con. And so, you know, things change. And then when he was there, he stayed more than he thought he was going to stay. So that changed. And so, you know, things change and we move it around and things like that. But yeah, this is the final that the track directors were able to have our major input. And we've been able to do this since March. We've been doing little bits of it all the time. And some of us have kind of a tentative track in our head right now, even for 2018. So where I was like, yeah, we could do this in 18. So
and I noticed that some some directors put out, you know, panelist requests for tracks that they think that they want to do.
Right.
And right. obviously those they may or may not happen based upon, you know, ever-changing circumstances.
But also
it might be that that's also something that they find out and nobody's really interested in talking about this topic anymore all of a sudden.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, that's a way of feeling out too what actually. Kaleidoscope. That's who I think it was. That was asking for any additional topic requests anybody wanted to be to have covered. Even though she, you know, already had a bazillion topics, and actually she has a fairly decent sized guest list right now, I think.
Oh, she does. And sometimes we also have them because we also kind of want them as a potential. As you know, this as we talk about it all the time, a lot of people are jobbing actors. And so it may be, and a lot of shows are filming when Dragon Con is going on. Labor Day is a busy season for actual filming. And so we may need to have a panel kind of in our back pocket to say, oh, okay, I have this, I can pop it in.
Yeah, especially for a lot of the shows that Dragon Con pulls, because a lot of them are filmed up in Vancouver, right? A lot of the sci-fi shows and whatnot are in the northwest part of the continent. And it that area at this time of the year is like, well, at Labor Day weekend time of the year is a good time of the year to be shooting because it's not too hot, it's not too cold. And
it's kind of just right up there. Exactly. Yeah. It is just. And I mean, you have to also think last year for Grimm, we had almost the whole show there, except for a couple of people. And a part of that, everybody, like half of them were supposed to be there on Friday and they couldn't. It was just Reggie Lee, who played Sergeant Wu, who was great and wonderful. And we were so glad he was there. But a lot of them had planned to come earlier. And the reason they couldn't is because, got to shoot.
Yeah.
So they had to shoot Friday, then they were on the red eye, and then they were in Atlanta. So, you know, this is what happens when a lot of this goes on. And if Reggie Lee had to do that, we would have put something else in that place. So, yeah, it all moves around a lot. And we'll talk to Regina later, who does a lot of the main programming and working with the big rooms. And the other thing is, okay, so let's talk about, I think we have a lot of people from Arrow coming this year. So right now they're in probably a pretty big auditorium right now, one of our really big ballrooms. Mm-hmm. And we have William Shatner coming, and I think he's only coming for 2 days, but I can't remember what it said on there. But so he's coming. So, but let's say all of a sudden he decided or Patrick Stewart wants to come or something like that. Well, that may change around rooms of when we can have them and who can have what and everything else. And sometimes even just changing one room and one time has this amazing domino effect on tracks you wouldn't even think of. Right. Patrick Stewart shouldn't have anything to do with me, but they may have to move something that was going to be held in one of the Marriott rooms to the Sheraton when I was going to be in the Sheraton, and that's going to change my time. It can change everything. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's also why that's why it's also closed out now. So cool. But I'm just sorry. So, and part of the reason I was also a little bit late for this recording tonight is I just saw the longer trailer for Stranger Things 2. Mm. And I'm so excited. It starts in October and it can't come fast enough. Sorry.
I believe she said it can't come fast enough is what she was trying
can't
to say.
Can't come fast enough.
But a demon apparently took over her body. And
I'm so excited. So, well, hey, you were trying to do the opening band song from, you know, Paul and Storm at the very end when they were like, and they hold that really long note. Oh. But no, I'm so excited about Stranger Things. We have two fan panels for Stranger Things. One of my fan panels for Stranger Things, all you people that lined up all around, it's actually in, I've asked for a big room, so we actually have one of the ballrooms. So, yes, that's our plan right now. So we can talk about it. And I have a neat idea of how we're going to do it, so I'm not sharing. But no, I'm so excited about it.
Your fan panel last year was unexpected.
Unexpected. If people don't know this, so it was just a fan panel of this little show that we were all really excited about. But It went out of my room.
You got to remember, first of all, Stranger Things had only been out maybe a month at the beginning. I'll look up in just
about a second.
The release dates. It was like one of those last minute panel ad type things.
But the response was completely unexpected. Well, and so if you weren't there, so if you were in the track room, that was great.
Congratulations. You were one of the
congratulations. You were one of the 137, I think is what we counted in the room. So outside the room though, people were going down the hall, back up the hall, and back down the hall. And I've never seen that kind of a thing just for a fan panel. So we are doing it bigger this year. I did two. One is going to be in a bigger room and one's going to be in a smaller room. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that happens too. I remember thinking Stranger Things wasn't going to be. It's again like some other shows that start. Warehouse 13 is a good example. Not that great. Not that level of an example. Not that great. Sorry, wrong term. Not that level of an example, but the first time we talked about Warehouse 13, it had only been on like 6 weeks, and we filled a room. So Stranger Things kind of tapped into some real great, lovely sci-fi thing. But that's what this brings me to is I was really thinking about this, John. We are in a heyday for sci-fi and fantasy, and I'm talking across the board. I'm not just talking books. Because there are so many great authors out there, and there's the classic authors, and we're finding them in some ways. We're seeing Ursula K. Gunn, who is now going to be coming to an age, isn't it? No, she's going to be coming to a series, one of hers. Other people's series are coming. I mean, Game of Thrones, you just said it's Game of Thrones night. So it's from everything from books to TV to movies to everything. I mean, internet, you know, we have everything from Hulu to Netflix to the Sci-Fi Channel to, I mean, it's amazing how so lucky we are. And then I just think about the movies that are making the most money right now are the kind of sci-fi comic book fantasies. And, you know, you're talking about Wonder Woman and Spider-Man. They're kicking butt so far. Mm-hmm. We still have Thor Ragnarok to come. We still have, is Black Panther this year or next year?
It's next year. It's February.
Okay, whenever. I can't. It's going to kick butt. I mean, there's so many movies that are coming out that we're just like, oh my God. And so, and we still have more Star Wars coming out, and we still have, oh my God. It's in animation. I mean, just regular animation, but comic books. It's amazing. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, by the way, new comic book I'm reading. Love it. It's adorable. She's smarter than Tony Stark. It's so damned cute. And there's a dinosaur.
I do want to point out, okay, so I'm a little sensitive about the Stranger Things panel thing because I read somebody kind of blasting about how, why didn't Dragon Con realize it was going to be larger, blah, blah, blah. I read a story about it. I didn't want to tell you about it.
It's okay. Because I had no clue. None of us had any clue it was going to be that.
Its first episode release, well, which, of course, Netflix releases all the episodes.
All at once.
Was July 15th. So let's think about what we just talked about, how the finalized schedule is, what, on the 20th? Well, it happened to be on the 20th this year. And last year, I think it might have been a little bit earlier. So really, it literally was only out a couple of days when your schedule would have been due.
And I think I set it up saying, you know, I can't wait to talk about this show that's just come out. It was kind of that kind of a way. Because it would have been out like 6 weeks at Dragon Con.
Right.
I had no idea. I mean, no idea it was going to be that big. Nobody did. None of us. And even though we were all loving it, you know, we're a weird little geek group. Sorry, we are.
I'm going to be honest with you. I had no idea it was even coming out. I had no idea what it was or what was coming out. I just happened to see that it showed up on my queue as something I might like, and so then I checked it out. I was like, "Oh, okay."
Oh boy, boy, oh boy. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So. So when we're talking about scheduling, and I guess pretty much is what we're talking about at this point.
Yeah.
It's you know, sometimes it's a crapshoot. Sometimes a room isn't big enough. Sometimes a room's too big.
And you don't know. I mean, you know, 3 years ago, had you done an Exorcist panel, who knows how many people would have come? Mm-hmm. Now you have an exorcist, you have the movie, mm-hmm. but then you also have a pretty awesome TV show, which I've actually watched and really enjoyed, and they're getting a second season. So, I mean, and now, it, you know, 4 years now, it's like, well, of course, The Exorcist has always been big. Well, it's always been important in that genre, in the horror genre, but saying it's, you know, it's ebbed and flowed. It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's been at the top, it's been in the middle. And it, I mean, nothing's ever hit rock bottom. So, I mean, I think that's what's so amazing. And talking Doctor Who right now. I mean, I'm...
Wait, what do you... What, did something happen to Doctor Who? What are you talking about?
I don't know. There's a little...
Is it still out? Is that the thing still playing?
I know, John. I know you're not a big Doctor Who fan, but there was a tiny announcement that there's a new Doctor. And they've kind of changed a little bit about this Doctor from all the previous versions of the Doctor.
Well, really? What'd they change?
Well, the genitalia is on the inside instead of the outside, to quote from Stargate.
Well, it's since they're an alien, do we really know that that's the fact?
Well, let me put it this way. Using human anatomy, the genitalia is on the inside instead of the outside. I'm sorry. If you didn't see this coming from Doctor Who this year with all the times they have done a change over the past, like, 2 years, sorry, sucks to be you, and I'm going to drink that martini of those bitter, bitter tears and giggle the whole damn time. Sorry.
I wish we can't do it on this particular podcast, but if anybody's interested, look up J.J. Hawkins' response to everyone who complained about Doctor Who being a woman. I thought it was the funniest thing.
JJ's response was great, and mine is, I am sitting here in my lovely Manolo Blahnik with a big old martini glass full of male tears mm-hmm. and cackling and drinking them, and they taste so, so sweet with an olive. Mm. So, yeah, it's fine. But it's good. Sorry.
So,
here's my response. Sorry. Don't care.
Let's see. Also, yesterday, the recording from yesterday, as I was talking to myself, I mentioned that the Dragon Awards are your nominations are due on the 24th. I still don't know if it was supposed to be the 24th at midnight or whatever, but your time has run out, basically, or is running out, depending upon
when it is running out. It'll be Monday. By the time you hear this, it'll be Monday, and you have that day.
Yeah. So, also, I'd like to respond specifically to Sarah Rose, who sent us a tweet saying the whole Flash cast isn't there. We don't have Tom Felton. Heartbreak, sad face at Dragon.
Felton has been there before, and he's kind of adorable, I've heard.
Well, I was going to point out that his stand-in, Aaron Fever, will be there. He will gladly do his Tom Felton impersonation. And interestingly, as Tom Felton starts to look older, so does Aaron. So it's working out really well. Those of you that don't know who Aaron Fever is, look him up on Twitter or Facebook. But A-A-R.
And we apologize for... We would apologize for pimping out Aaron that way, except... Yeah, no, we're not going to apologize.
He's already been confused for Tom Felton before anyway, so.
And we have no problem embarrassing him more with that, so.
I don't think he's embarrassed. I think he's just. So you're right. As of right now, I would point out too.
As of right now, we do not have Tom Felton.
That's all, you know, that all could change.
That is as
of, and also, Grant, whatever his name is, that plays Flash Actual.
I'm sorry, you just said Flash. Okay, so the way you said Flash, you know what just went through my head? Flash! God, we're old. Okay.
What is the guy's name that plays Flash? I can't remember his name. It's Grant something.
Sam Jones. Sam Jones.
William, what's the guy's name who plays Flash?
I have no idea.
He has no idea.
Oh, the current Flash? Oh, yeah. I have no idea either. I thought you meant the old Flash. I was like Sam Jones. I know that one.
No.
I know the old Flash.
No, that's not the...
Yeah.
Not that either.
That's okay. It's okay. So, I had my nephew this week, and he got to watch Lilo and Stitch, which he loved. Disney movie. And he now wants a Stitch because he thinks now Stitches are real. And he wants me to find a Stitch at Dragon Con because what he understands at 4 of Dragon Con is that there's weird stuff there. And he wants a Stitch. Hmm. And I'm not talking a toy, guys. He's very upset because we tried to explain that Stitch wasn't real. And he explained to us that no, Stitch is real because Stitch is on the screen. And therefore, Aunt Lee needs to find him a Stitch.
Gustin, by the way, is his last name. Grant Gustin.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Yay, good job.
Well, Google,
yay, you.
Google's my friend. So.
Google is all of our friends. Yes, and so, I know, but John, I think what's amazing also about scheduling, and people don't get this, do you understand there are over, I think, okay, so let's just talk about X-Track.
Do right? I understand? Probably. Do well, the rest of the folks understand?
We're going to help other people understand. All right. So there are 30-plus fandom tracks, right? 30-plus.
There is plus a fair number of them, yes.
Yes. Plus gaming, plus LARPing, gaming being board gaming, what we talked to Phil about, that big room that some people live in for all 4 days. Plus LARPing, plus other things. There are fandom tracks. I am responsible for scheduling. Oh, wait. Let's count. So... 10, 11:30, 1, 2:30, 4, 5:30, 7, 8:30, 10. That would be 9 panels. All right. 9 times 4 is 36 minus a couple. So let's say 30 hours, 30 hours of programming per track. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's our responsibility.
Well, you 30 have two times, of them.
30 times 30 is 900, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then add in some of the other stuff and some of the other. We have over like 2,000 hours of programming with some of the Filking stuff that is done differently than Phantom Tracks and other things. So 2,000 hours of programming, folks. Think about scheduling that. And when you think about that, every time you see Regina and David and Rachel, you should hand them a cookie or a martini because they're the ones that have to help do all of that.
I would suggest, although Georgia isn't a recreational state, that maybe that cookie should have a little something extra in it for them.
No. You mean chips and pecans, right? Yeah,
that's
chocolate
what I meant.
Chips
mm-hmm.
and pecans. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you meant.
That's
right.
Exactly what I meant.
Yeah, that's exactly what you meant. No, I mean, yeah, because seriously, it's like over 2,000 hours of programming. Does that not boggle the mind?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And that's not even talking about the things that do 24/7. That's not talking about
our
media room. What?
The drum circle.
The drum circle. Well, that doesn't go 24/7. That's like 2 a.m. to like 6 a.m. But that's not talking about our video room and the anime room that are running 24/7.
Right.
That's not talking the,
gaming,
the film fest.
Video gaming rooms too. That
video game rooms that are going up. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's a lot of programming.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Sorry. I'm just kind of
in a very,
odd demon voice.
In a 5-day con, that is a lot.
Four.
Mm-hmm. What's your criteria for four?
I don't like that criteria. I'm thinking of new criteria. And it only goes till 2 o'clock on Monday, so that's like not a full day. it's not a full day. I mean, I have to pack up and get out, but that's like not a full day, John. Oh my God. Like really? No, I'm sorry. Oh God. Okay, sorry. I have to. Because I went back to the 80s for a second. They have Dragon's Lair in the Stranger Things 2 trailer. Dragon's Lair. Yeah, do you remember Dragon's Lair?
I do. I do remember that I didn't eat lunch for a good part of of my youth. Because there was one at the Pickwick. We had Pickwicks back then. Mm-hmm. And there were three games that I distinctly remember playing as a child on my way to school. Cause I used to walk to school back when, you know, when that was safe to do, or my parents didn't care, one or the other.
Your mother loved you so much, John.
Two miles. Dragon's Lair and Commando was another one. I don't know if you've seen Commando. And Tron. Those were the three that I remember distinctly using my lunch money to pay to play on the way to, on the way to school instead of actually eating lunch. With that,
so that's why you had like that those pictures of you in high school had that 30-inch waist.
Oh yeah, Well, I think it was it was that. It was a bunch of stuff, but yes,
we were much more active at that point.
I walked again. I was walking every day to school.
We were walking everywhere. Well, no, the other thing for me too is I never played video games, but I remember Dragon's Lair because I remember the movie.
The movie.
It was a Bluth movie. That guy was in a Bluth movie.
It was an actual.
Movie with that guy and the girl and the dragon in it. Yes, dragon.
There was a cartoon series on Saturday mornings. Was there? Okay,
there was a movie. Look it up, Bluth movie.
I know who it was. It's just hold on.
I'm so right, and you just don't want to admit it.
Dragon's Lair.
I love how we're doing. This is the most interesting part of this podcast as you Google as we chat. By the way, just letting everybody know.
Dragon's Lair, the movie. there was. But that was. When was that released? Dragon's Lair, the movie. It is Don Bluth. Yeah.
Yep. I told you.
Let's see.
And if you are ever in Dallas, Texas. No, wait. Yeah, Dallas. There is the Video Game Museum in Dallas, Texas. And
no, hold on. See, this
lead to Dragon's Lair.
This one says it's still in production. At least IMDb says it's still in production.
There's an old one that Bluth did years ago.
Jump to the film.
Go to old people time.
TV.
I want to say it was like. All right, so my sister had been born by then, so that was after 79. I want to say like 81, 82, 83.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's a Laserdisc game. Hold on. 83 was the Laserdisc game. All right, this will never
be settled. Well, there was a movie after the Laserdisc game.
There's a Dragon's Lair TV series, which is a mid-1980s animated series.
Yeah, it sucked.
It had 13 episodes.
There's a movie.
All right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of this. Send your fact finding to 50days50days at theuniquegeek.com. That's theuniquegeek.com. We'll find it there, or you can send us a Twitter tweet at us, whatever they do. Those kids, those kids are
John,
on the lawn all the time. Yes,
John. What's our phone number now? Because Zan told you it was wrong.
The Zan number, the phone is right.
Oh, okay.
What happened was, is it rang as it was. I think this is what happened. It rang while I was in my car, and I had never heard it actually ring because Skype. I installed Skype on my phone so that I could pull the messages off of it if I need to. But it rang. And I was like, "What the heck is? What is this thing?" And it's popped up on my. It's popped up on my display, and I'm like, "What the?" And so I was like staring at it, trying to figure out what the heck it was, and then where the number was coming from, and then I realized, it was Skype. So it might have been the fact that I dismissed it. That was the problem.
Oh, all right. Well,
because I was like, I have no idea what this is, and now that I know. It probably should be working. Anyway, the telephone number you can try at least, and you may wind up getting me in person, is 813-321-0884. That's 813-321-0-TUG, T-U-G.
And that will be John you get in person, not Lee, because
that
I don't
rings
have
to
access
me. Yeah,
that
only rings to me.
Yay, me.
But yeah, or you can send a Twitter tweet thing to the Unique
Geek, or an email,
or 50days@theuniquegeek.com,
and
or John at theuniquegeek.com, which is JON, not JOHN. Because if it was J-O-H-N, it'd be Jahan. Huh? What?
Is there a Lee at the Unique Geek?
There can be. Do you want one?
I think... sure.
Do you want another email to deal with?
Not really. Not unless it's going to still come to my email to ignore? That the other one does. Can the other one go there like that? No, just do it to John. Just send it. 50 just
days.
Do John.
If you send it 50 John, days really. At theuniquegeek.com, it will get to both of us. It gets to both of us.
And a couple of people have emailed us and said they're thankful we're back. You poor, poor, poor masochist. And the other thing is that I am going to check on some of the party stuff and let you know the official DragonCon parties as soon as I get that schedule. I'm going to let you know. I know there are going to be some parties on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. So I will let you all know them.
I don't know the status of the particular party that they were asking about for this mm-hmm. year, but I did search and find it. It's the Spectrum Party is what they're talking about.
Yep.
It looks as though it's Green Lantern themed, and it's a LGBTQ. I always I'm trying to remember what order the letters go in.
LGBTQA, I think,
supporters and members.
Friends and family, yes,
friends and
right.
Family, themed dance. So that's what that one is. And it's put on, actually, it looks like it's done through Lee, customer Lee.
Oh, Lee Cox. Okay, yeah, that would... okay, I will find out and I will get with that. And we'll...
At least it looks like it was the last couple of years.
No matter what, we're going to be talking to him about costuming. So we will talk to him about that as well. That'll be awesome. Yeah. And just want to let you guys reminder that the charity is the Special Olympics. Great one. And yes, Dragon Con is going to do dollar for dollar up to $100,000 this year, folks.
So we could wind up giving him $200,000? Is that what we're saying?
Yes, we could. We could be giving the Special Olympics $200,000+.
Right, because I mean, even if we the fans happen to collect $150,000, then we would be giving them $250,000. That's how that
works. So okay. So John, what are you going to wear that I can like pimp you out for?
So I didn't quite hear the last bit of thing that you said. So you broke up pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So folks,
I'm sure it had nothing to do with what are you asking me I'm going to wear.
Yeah. Now, folks, I know you can hear this and I will put it out everywhere else. So if there is something you want John to dress up as to raise money for charity, I'm thinking at least four figures, at least four. A nice mid-range four would be good.
See, the the problem with this is that by the time we get around to doing this, it's so close to con, I can't do anything about it.
No, honey. You just go on and... I did it for Wonder Woman. You just go on and buy the costume and hold it just in case. But if you want John to dress up in a certain way, you need to let me know. And that would be at 50 days at... whatever it was. What was it again? 50 days at?
TheUniqueGeek.com.
There you go. So 50 days at TheUniqueGeek.com. I don't know. It comes to my Gmail, folks. He set it up. I don't know. But when I get that, I will put all of those together and I will figure out what is the best to make us a lot of money for charity. And then, John, I will also support you in that, too. I'll give the first $100.
That's awfully nice of you.
I mean, what? Wait, you thought I was going to dress up with you? What?
And while you're doing that, tell us what you want Lee to wear. So anyway, I think that's good
for
an
update
here.
If you and I could raise $10,000 together to dress up, yeah. I would pretty much wear whatever anybody wanted me to.
I think it's more likely that people would pay to have me not dress up than it is for that.
Nor me. And I would take that money. I do not understand that word shame. I don't understand it. I can barely spell it. No, you can't. No, you
yeah,
don't.
I do.
You so didn't. I saw you in those heels.
Look,
what
look I did it because I had agreed to it. I'm a man of my word.
Yeah, I know. Oh, wait, I have to ask you a question. Spider-Man.
All right.
So
we are ending this podcast at some point, but go on. Yes.
There is a reason for this. We will in just a second. So I was watching Spider-Man and Peter Parker.
Homecoming, I assume.
Yes. And Tom is putting on the Spider-Man suit, but he's putting it on with boxers.
Yeah, why is he not wearing a dance belt?
Exactly. Thank you. Dance belt, people.
Maybe the dance belt
we're
was...
saying.
Or, you know, it could be that part of the genetic thing is it, you know, nicely forms everything.
Or just really good Stark tech. Good Stark tech?
Good Stark tech, yeah.
Yeah, I go with that one. All right. So, I saw that scene the second time I saw it, and I went, he should be wearing a dance belt.
Yeah, if there's anything, if there's anything that we've learned over the years is dance belt, people, dance belt.
Dance belt.
Spend the extra 20 some odd dollars and get a dance belt. Amazon has them. Just buy them. Buy a couple. In fact, I would suggest you buy a couple. You don't want to wear you don't want to wear it several days in a row.
Okay. Ew.
Well, yeah. We spent a lot of money on Dragon Con. We don't necessarily have the money to buy multiple dance belts, but I would say that I would say forego a bucket of rum for an additional dance belt. Anyway.
And one last little hint.
Only one last thing. Go on.
One last little hint. Because Zan emailed us and texted us.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you are still looking for a hotel room, follow the Dragon Con Rooms Facebook she talked about during her podcast, because a couple of Marriott rooms came open, folks, and that never happens. So follow them because they're all sucked up now, but there might be more later.
And as we said, as I said yesterday, or when I recorded the podcast yesterday, there were some Omni rooms actually available at Dragon Con rates. Now that was a few days ago at this point, so they're probably gone by now, but maybe they're not. Who knows? It's worth a shot. But if you certainly, again, check out Dragon Con Rooms on Facebook. It's your source if you're looking, especially if you're still looking for a room. People are there either looking for roommates or looking for to unload a room that they can no longer use. So
there is that. Yay!
All right, so that's a good wrap up. We talked mostly about scheduling and why it happens and how what a final schedule means, which is it means that the con has ended. That's what a final schedule means.
Exactly. It is 4 p.m. on Monday. That is when final schedule is done.
So until next time, same bat channel, same bat schedule. For Lee, this is John. Saying peace.
Bye. I made a real stitch. I'm in trouble. Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.